Erev Tov, we are beginning the Daf Yomi. Daf Hey, today's Daf, tonight's Daf is going to be for the Refuah Shlema Ba'al Chalim, Ubichlalam, Chemda, Barachim Bachim Zara, Menachem Lekom Ritka, Sarah Ba'al Mim, Shalom, Sarah, David Ben Rachel, Yafa Bat Deborah, Rifka, Bedachim, Rifka, Bedasher, Shalom, Sarah, Fahim, Menachem, Shalom, Menachem, Yafa Bat Miriam, Yehuda, Menachem, Chayas, Abitzchim, Recha, Bechanas, Yemcham, Ben Malka, Miriam, Menachem, Zerun, Nechadana, Badam, Recha, Zerun, Sarah, Bechanas, Yemcham, Ben Malka, Tan Ben Eser, Shalom, Lida, Kudom, Rachel, Shalom, Netan, Yemcham, 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 יוסף בן יפה, דניה מדינה, שמחה מנה, פרמנה, מלכבות כזנדו, גם בן מרים, אליה לא מכן פעם מרים, כבר שם מלך 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 בסר, שם סיימן לכן נפקה, אליה סבא של שנה, רכה בדינה, אבי מורים, משה בן יפה, להבדיל אלי נשמע, דוד בן אליהו, לידן המדפיים, שם מישראל, בועז בן אברהם, דינה מתארון, תמר בן אברהם, משה בן יפאל, אליהו בן יוסף, שכם שמו, שלמה בן יצחק חיים, להבדיל אל הריון דברה, בת מרים. We are three lines from the top of the page on 5A, Hey Amud Aleph, Tnan, third word on the line, Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that we're going to see later on. Hareni alecha cherem. If somebody comes and says, I am hereby upon you a cherem. So the Gemara says, Hamudar asur, aval madir lo. He says, the person who was vowed against, the declarer of vow was against, is forbidden to derive any benefit. But the person who made the vow is not forbidden to derive any benefit. So this is a contradiction of what we said yesterday, that we said if somebody says, Mudarni hemach lechudei, right? If he just says, I am taking a vow from you to benefit from you, we said, Shnehem asurni. We said, both of them are asur to benefit. Now we're saying, only the one who is declared against is asur to benefit. So the Gemara says, Lo, what's the difference over here? Kegon de parish, someone explained, the guy who's made the vow explained, Ve'at alai lo. He explained that you are not forbidden on me. Meaning to say that it's only a one-way isur, not the other way. So if someone just generally states, Hareni alayich cherem, or something along those lines, Hareni alecha cherem, that would be, both of them would become. But if he specified, Ve'at alay lo, that you are not forbidden on me, then only the person declared a vow against is asur to benefit, but the person who made the vow is not. The Gemara says, if someone says, At alai cherem, that you are cherem upon me, Hanoder asur, aval mudar lo. The person who made the neder now becomes asur to benefit, but the person who is the neder made against is not become asur to benefit. Again, another contradiction that we said yesterday, both of them become asur. So the Gemara says, lo, over here, kegon, de parish. Sorry, earlier also, the law was read in the second half. It says, in the first half, Anna alach, sorry, Aval madir law was read in the first half. Now it's saying, Aval mudar law, the person who was vowed against, has not become asur to benefit. So what is the explanation? The Gemara says, Kegon de parish, it's like someone explained, Va'anna alach law. It's as if he said, I am to you not, meaning I am not forbidden to you. So it's only one way isur. It would only be the vower would become asur to benefit and not the one vowed against. Avastamamai. But what if somebody generally just took a vow and said, like, Hareni alecha cherem, Hareni ala, I'm taking a vow against you, that I don't benefit from you. So the Gemara says, Shnehen asurim, they would both become asur to benefit from one another. The Gemara says, Hami de katani seifa. From now we taught in the latter part of the Mishnah, Hareni alecha, that we said that I am hereby from you taking a neder not to benefit. Ve'at alai, and you are from me not allowed to benefit. Shnein asurin. He says both of them are asur. And the deen is, hadin hu de shnein asurim. The rule is over there that both of them become asur to benefit from one another. So, hastama, we can infer from that, then in a general rule, if he said, hu asur, echavero mutar. If he would have just said, hareni alai cherem, then he would become asur to benefit, but the friend would be mutar. If he didn't state both sides, then only one side would be asur. So this contradicts what we said yesterday, that both of them become asur. Ella, the Gemara says, hachi itmar, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. This is what was learned by Rabbi Yossi, what we learned from Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. If he says, mudar anil lecha, if I says, I'm taking a benefit to you, taking a neder to you, meaning not to benefit from you, shnein asurin. If he says to you, so then they both become asur. Mudarni himach. But if he says, I'm taking a vow from you, hu asur v'chavero mutar. He becomes forbidden to benefit, the vower, and the person vowed against is permitted to benefit. The Gemara says, but v'hammat nitin, we have a Mishnah, the ketane that we taught, himach, we said from you. And what do we learn over there? But Okimnan, we established lematnitin to that Mishnah, lishmuel. According to the opinion of Shmuel, that he says, bekulan, in all of these cases, Ad shiyomar shani toem lecha, until a person says, from what I'm tasting from you, he specifies. Or v'shani ochelecha, or what I'm eating from you, hu da asur v'chaveru mutar. In that case, until he says that, he is asur and his friend is mutar. Aval, but in a case that he says b'mudarni hemach, I'm taking a vow from you, shneim asurim. Both of them would be asur, which goes against what we just said. We said if he says I'm taking a vow from you, only he becomes asur. Now we're saying they both become asur. So the Gemara says, Ela meikara di Shmuel hachi itmar. Initially, Shmuel, this is what we learned from his opinion. Ta'ama de amar. The reason is because if you say, Sha'ani ochelecha, from what I'm eating from you, I'm taking a vow. Or Sha'ani to'em lecha, or what I'm tasting from you, I'm taking a vow. Hu de'en hu asur ela b'achila. That is when the person becomes asur only from eating, from any benefit of eating from the person. But, ha mudarni mimcha, if he says I am taking a nether from you, asur afilu bahana'a, it becomes forbidden to benefit from the person in all aspects. That's what we're learning from here. It's either food versus anything else. The Gemara says, if that's the case, why didn't Shmuel just say that explicitly? Yachi, if that's the case, lema Shmuel hachi, let Shmuel say the following. Ve'im lo amar, if he didn't say ela sha'ani ochel lecha, if you only said, let's say, from what I'm eating from you, v'shani to'em lecha, and from what I'm tasting from you, that I'm taking a neder, ain asur ela b'achila. If that's what he said, he should become asur only from eating. But Shmuel didn't state this. If Shmuel had stated this, then I would agree with you. But that's not what Shmuel said. So how can you explain this to be what Shmuel's opinion really is? But that's not what he said. So ela, we must say, hachi itmar. This is really how we learn out the opinion of Shmuel. Ta'ama, the reason is, da'amar, if a person says, sha'ani ochel lecha, I'm taking a vow from anything I'm eating from you, or shani toim lecha, or anything I'm tasting from you, hu de asur. That's when he is asur. But aval amar, if a person says, it's not being a dayek achila or not, but I'm saying he becomes asur to benefit from the person. But if he says aval amar mudarni hemach, if he says I'm taking a vow from you, lo mashma de amar asur. That's not understandable that he is saying I'm becoming asur to benefit from you in any way. If he says, I can't eat from you, I can't taste from you, it's sounding like he wants to take a neder upon himself not to benefit from the person in some way. But if he says, I am mudarni hemach from you, that's not necessarily taking a neder not to benefit from the person. My tama, what's the reason? Mudar ani mimcha, if I take a neder from you, lo mishta'in behadach mashma. That means I don't want to even conversate with you. That's what it means. I don't want to conversate with you. Mufreshani mimcha, if he says, I'm separating myself from you, Delo avidna imach masa umatan. I don't want to do business with you, mashma. That's what it means. It means I don't even want to do business with you. Meruchakani mimchan, if he says, I am distancing myself from you, delo ka'amina bedalad amot dilach mashma. I don't even want to stand in your four amot within your presence, is what that means. So all of these have a concept of what they mean exactly, and that's why if he said, shani ochel lecha, shani to'em lecha, it would mean I don't want to benefit from you. But if he just said, mudarni himach, that is not necessarily taking upon himself an isur, forbidden of benefit. Flipping the amud. The Gemara then says, so lema kasavar Shmuel. Let's say Shmuel holds yadayim she'en mochichot lo havyan yadayim. If a person makes a partial expression, a partial declaration, that are partial expressions considered mochichot, meaning are they conclusive? Do they make sense? Are they clear from just that partial expression or not? Can we use a partial expression somebody makes as something meaningful or not? So he says, let's say that Shmuel holds a partial expression is not meaningful. So the Gemara says, in, you're right. It's correct. He holds like that. Shmuel mokim la lematnitin. Shmuel establishes the Mishnah ke Rabbi Yehuda. Like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machloket we're about to see between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Da'amar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, yadayim she'en mochichot lo havyan yadayim. That a partial expression, partial declaration is not, that's not conclusive, that's inconclusive, is considered not really considered a partial declaration, and therefore we would not view it as meaningful in any way. How do we know this? Where do we see the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Ditnan, as the Mishnah states, is the Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. Gufo shel get, the actual essence of a get, what is the essence of a get about? Hare at muteret lechol adam. It means, yes, right, you are permitted to every person now. That's what the get is. This is the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'din de'yahavi lechi. It should be the rule that it should be for you, a minai, from me, sefer teruchin, a book or a document of expulsion, and ve'igeret shevukin, and a letter of abandonment. Meaning to say, what's the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda have the opinion that you have to explicitly write that you are divorcing yourself from this woman. If you don't explicitly write that, he says this is not considered an exact divorce because you're not explicitly telling her in the document that I'm divorcing you. If you say, oh, you're permitted to anyone, or you say these different phrases but you don't explicitly say it. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a partial expression that's not a clear expression is not considered a real expression. He says it's not meaningful. So that's where we learn it from. So the Gemara says, Amai dachik Shemuel, why does Shemuel push the Mishnah to establish the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? It sounds more like Rabbanan. Rabbanan saying, if a man comes and gives a divorce to the woman and says in the divorce, you are permitted to every man, it's understood that he's giving this to the woman in order to divorce her, in order for her to be permitted to anyone. Why does he have to write explicitly in the divorce, in the document, I am divorced, Hare Atma, you know, I am divorcing you? He doesn't have to write that. Why does he have to write that? So why does he push, why does Shemuel push our Mishnah to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, Lokma ke Rabbanan, why don't you just establish the Mishnah to follow the opinion of Rabbanan? Afal gav de'en yadai mochichot, even though partial expressions are inconclusive over here. Even though it's a partial expression, let's establish the Mishnah like the opinion of the Rabbanan, that they say that even if it's not completely clear, if you don't explicitly say it, it still counts and it's still conclusive. If it still counts as a partial expression, it would count as a declaration. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Matnitin Kashite, because he had a difficulty with the Mishnah. Amai Tane, why did it teach in the Mishnah? Sha'ani Ochelecha, neder of anything that I'm eating from you, or Sha'ani Toem Lecha, or anything that I'm tasting from you. Instead of saying that, Litne, it should have just stated, Sha'ani Ochel, anything that I'm eating. I'm taking a neder from this person, anything that I'm eating. Why does that say Lecha, from you? Or Shani Toem, it could have just said for anything I'm tasting, and we know it's talking about them too. So why does it teach us that extra? Because he's saying I'm taking a neder from you, from anything that I'm tasting. I'm saying I'm taking a neder from you, from anything that I'm tasting from you. Why does he have to say that extra lecha? So he's saying Shema Mina comes to teach us ba'inan yadaim mochichot, that it needs to be that we have these short expressions have to actually be conclusive, and they have to be, we have to be able to completely understand clearly what that expression is coming, that declaration is coming to teach us. So if he only states, Shani Ochel, what I'm eating, it's not enough. So he needs to state Shani Ochel Lecha. From the fact that it's stated in our Mishnah, Shani Ochel Lecha, you can understand the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to be clear. Very good. Abaye Amar, Abaye and Rava now come and have this machloket. Abaye Amar Havyan Yadayim. Abaye says these partial declarations is considered declaration. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees and says lo havyan yadayim. They're not considered a declaration. So what's their machloket? So Amar Rava, Rava says Rabbi Idi Asberali. Rabbi Idi explained to me. Amar Kra. The pasuk says Nazir lahazir lahadunai. It's saying if a person takes upon himself a neder to become a neder to become a nazir for Hashem. So the Gemara explains makish yadot nezirut la nezirut. This pasuk is coming to make a connection between the partial expressions of someone who makes himself a nazir, and the nazir itself, and an actual person making himself a nazir. The kaful. So he's saying, "Ma nazirut behafla." Just like a person who wants to become a nazir, he has to be very clear the way it's saying it. He can't be hinting it. He has to say it explicitly, very clearly. Af yadot nazirut behafla. So too, the partial expressions of Nazirut, for him to become a Nazir, it has to be clear as well. And so therefore, he's saying, that's why he holds, Ravaz of the opinion, that Yadayim, are not these short partial expressions, are not Mochichot, they're not conclusive, because they're not clear enough. The Gemara says, Lema, Beplugtat Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan kamifligi. Let's say that Rava and Abaye are arguing on the same machloket as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Ditnan, as Mishnah said, we saw it earlier, Gufo shall get the essence of this divorce that we learned was the essence of the divorce. Harei at mutar lechol adam, the Rabbanan say, it's you are permitted to any man. That is what the essence of the divorce is. If he writes that, that's enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. V'din di'yahavi lechi minai, you have to have from me, sefer teruchin. In addition to that, of course, vadai, that's not enough. he has to write, in addition to that, a letter or a book of expulsion, a document of expulsion, veget peturin, a document of release, veigeret shevukin, and a letter of abandonment for on top of all of that. So it has to be clear that he's saying, you are divorced from me. Abaye, that we said Abaye holds that it counts, these yadayim count as mochichot. He says, Abaye damar karabanan. He holds like the Rabbanan, who says that it's enough, you don't have to state all of that. And Rava is of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you do have to state all of that. Let's say this is the same machloket. The Gemara comes and says, no, it's not the exact same machloket. Amar lecha Abaye. Abaye comes and says, Ana da'amri afilu Rabbi Yehuda. I say, like the opinion, even of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yehuda. Until this point, Rabbi Yehuda only said, ba'inan yadayim mochichot, that you need to have these partial declarations for them to be, they need to be clearer for them to be actually mochichot, for them to be conclusive. That is el gabe get. That's only by a divorce. That's when you need them. De ba'inan kritut veleika, because you need there to be kritut. It says get kritut. It needs to be severed, an actual, you know, defining that you are actually divorced. So by divorce, it has to be very clear. That's when Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Aval be'alma, but in a general case, mishmatle, do we hold by Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that he holds that in every other case? Maybe he doesn't hold that in every other case, like nazir, nedarim, stuff like that. Maybe it's only by a get. So he would say, even like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'rava amar, and Rava comes and says, ana da'amri afilu rabbanan. I hold even like the opinion of the rabbanan. Ad kan lo ka'amri rabbanan. Until this point, the rabbanan only say, delo ba'in edayin mochichot, that you don't require the partial expressions, they don't require to be so clear that they're conclusive, right? We allow that partial expression alone. When did the Rabbanan say that? Ele gabe get. They only say that with regards to a divorce. Why? Why doesn't it have to be so clear by a get? Flipping the amud, de'ein adam migareshet eshet chavero. Person does not go and divorce his friend's wife. Meaning, person who writes a divorce, we know who it's going to be given to. It's given to his wife. Why would everybody you be writing? Yeah, everyone knows what this divorce. Yes. Person who writes a divorce is going to his own wife. He's not giving it to somebody else. So that's why over there, the Rabbanan holds. It doesn't have to be so clear. Aval be'alma, but in a general case, the Rabbanan didn't say that. Mishmatlehu. Did the Rabbanan say that in a general case, you need to be, it doesn't need to be so clear? No. So maybe in other cases, Rava would say, I can even hold the Rabbanan, because they require that in other cases, it would be a lot more clear. So that would be the chokka between Abaye and Rava, but they would really either work, it can even work with either opinion. So we stopped there for tonight. We do a quick 1 minute recap on the daf. We started in Amud Aleph. Hey Amud Aleph, we were talking about the different lishonot, how a person can say, if he says, hareni alayich, cherem, and we thought at first it was saying, if he says that, he's asur to both of them, then we said, no, only the person who makes the vow. We said, depending on how you say it, it can make you asur, it can make the other person asur, it can make both of you asur, depending on how you say it exactly. Then as we got towards the bottom of the daf, we said that maybe it could be talking about, if a person adds in, shani ochel lecha, shani toem lecha, that's when it becomes asur. But if he doesn't say that I'm eating what I'm eating from you, specify, then maybe he would not be necessarily taking upon himself a vow of asur, and each phrase has a different meaning behind it, and that's what we went over there. Then as we flip the amud, we started talking about yadayim mochichot or yadayim enan mochichot. Do we say that partial declarations are that are not conclusive, they are not so clear, they are not considered partial declarations, they're not valid as a declaration, or they are? But they are considered a Christian. So we had a machloket between the opinion of, so Shmuel was establishing our Mishnah to be like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's not clear, it's not considered a declaration. Whereas the Rabbanan is of the opinion that it is a declaration. We tried to say that maybe, and this is the final part of the daf, maybe Abaye and Rava are arguing in the same machloket as Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Abaye is going like the opinion of Rabbanan, and Rava is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara ended up saying, no, you can even make each of them work with the other opinion, it just depends on the situation. In the case of get versus another case, or in case of another case versus a get, it could be that they were only talking about a specific case of get, that was the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But if you're talking about other general cases, Rabbi Yehuda might say that it doesn't necessarily need to be so clear. And the Rabban might say it does need to be so clear, and they could either work with either opinion.